The law requiring voters to show a government-issued photo ID at the polls kicked in at the start of 2012 and was used in just one election, a primary in February. Reed Magny with the State Government Accountability Board said clerks around the state were ready.
We've been doing training of clerks, and they've been training their poll workers.
Lawsuits had already been filed in Dane County Court, though, seeking to overturn the law. In early March, an injunction was issued in one of those cases in a decision State Republican Party spokesman Ben Sparks called troubling.
This was simply another case of a Dane County liberal judge legislating from the bench.
About a week later, another blow came for supporters when a judge issued an injunction in a second lawsuit. Andrea Kaminsky with the League of Women Voters, which filed that challenge, praised the judge's decision.
What he said was, voter fraud is no more poisonous to our democracy than voter suppression. Indeed, they are two heads on the same monster.
The Department of Justice moved quickly to appeal both rulings, even asking the state Supreme Court to combine the cases and take them up directly. The High Court rejected the request, which meant the voter ID requirement would remain out of play during the recall election against Governor Walker. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said he was shocked by the decision.
I was certainly surprised, but also disappointed.
Since April, the law has remained tied up before an appellate court, which prevented it from being in effect during the November elections as well. An appeals court decision could come sometime in 2013, which will likely be followed by the case going before the state Supreme Court eventually. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.